Well, so we continue today in Simon Kitzer Shulchan Aruch Simon Gimel Sif Beis. The Kitzer writes, "In Hochim B'chukos Obeik Ochavim Olam Is Damin Lohem." It's important that we not walk in the ways of the idolaters and do not try to emulate them. Lo b'malbush, not with clothing. Lo b'ser, not with hairstyles. Ki yotzei bohen, and in other matters, shene emar, because as the pasuk says, "Lo silchu b'chukos hagoy." Do not walk in the way of the Gentiles. The ne'emar b'chukos seim lo seilechu. Furthermore, it says, "In their statutes you shall not walk." The ne'emar hishamar lechav pentinak yeshach areihem. Pasuk says, be guarded. One should guard themselves, lest one go ahead and follow after them. Therefore, lo yilbosh malbush hamiyuchad lahem. One should not go ahead and wear clothing that is like the Gentiles. Losun geus v'malbush sorim. So this dafka refers to a particular article of clothing that the Gentile nations wear as a display of leadership or of importance. Something that ultimately again has a little bit of a aristocratic or perhaps even a little bit of an arrogant tinge to it. Uladugma hada aminan v'gimara, that which the Gemara says. The Asr li Yisrael is damos lahem, meaning it is prohibited for a Jew to wear anything dafka for the purpose of emulating the Gentile. That's the idea. Meaning, obviously, we wear clothing like other people wear. In other words, we don't. Obviously, within Judaism, there are some streams that only wear clothing that is uniquely Jewish. But even those styles of clothing originated or emanated from somewhere. But the idea is that even though we wear the same type of clothing, the idea is that one is not supposed to wear it with the intention of trying to emulate the nations of the world. Rather, one is permitted to wear it because they like it, because it looks nice, because it's in style, but not in the effort to go ahead and emulate. He says, "Da'afilu b'ritzuos haminal shem hayadarkam mikshakach." So for example, and this goes all the way down to say, for example, even with shoelaces, if it was the derech of the Gentiles, if it was the matter of the Gentiles to tie their shoelaces in a certain way, and Jews tied it a little bit differently, or if the Gentiles used red shoelaces, or the Jews wore, and the Jews wore black shoelaces, because he gives an example of black and red, because black is a color that ultimately has a connotation or brings about humility. Asr li Yisrael l'shanos. It is prohibited for a Jew to change the color of his shoelace, dafka, to go ahead and emulate the Gentile. So the idea over here, again, you're talking about a very specific situation where one is changing their clothing or changing their manner in an effort to go ahead and emulate the nations around them. We'll see. We'll stop over here for today. Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the rest of Sif Beis tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.